AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. In Dallas, a man who planted pipe bombs outside the city's police headquarters early today and sprayed the building with gunfire has been shot dead by a police sniper. Police Chief David Brown says after the suspect called 911, officers called the number and were able to engage in an on-again, off-again negotiation.
He would get angry during negotiations and just hang up and stop talking. He would rant for a while, not really have a conversation with us, and rant during negotiations in Hutchins. And at some point, negotiations just ceased.
Police say investigators found a package of pipe bombs in the parking lot of the headquarters building and at least two more pipe bombs in the van where he was killed. Hillary Rodham Clinton has formally kicked off her presidential campaign. Speaking in New York, she said she will work hard for the middle class.
The middle class needs more growth and more fairness. Growth and fairness go together. For lasting prosperity, you can't have one without the other.
President Obama talks economics and the Republicans talk defense. Correspondent Shirley Smith has more on the weekend political media addresses.
President Obama reiterates his top priority is to grow the country's economy, and the passage of trade adjustment assistance is an important tool to do that.
If I did not think that smart new trade deals were the right thing to do for working families, I wouldn't be fighting for it.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri used his party's address to push for passage of the National Defense Authorization Bill, criticizing those who want to put off debate.
The most important role of the federal government is to do the one thing we can't do by ourselves, defend the country.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
In sports, the National Hockey League playoffs continue with Chicago at Tampa Bay later this evening. This is AP Radio News. No need to tell the lead singer of the band Foo Fighters to break a leg next time he hits the stage.
It was the second song of Foo Fighters' headlining performance in Gothenburg, Sweden, and frontman Dave Grohl apparently tripped and fell off the stage. Matter-of-factly, he told fans wondering why the music had stopped, "I think I just broke my leg." He was lying on his back, mic in hand. Grohl said, "I'm sorry," several times, promised to come back after a trip to the hospital. His bandmates played, there was some downtime, and then Grohl was carried back on stage on a stretcher. He continued the show sitting down and later on crutches, afterward tweeting an X-ray image of what appeared to be a clear fracture in the leg. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
ESPN says nearly 19.8 million people watched the NBA Finals Game 4 Thursday night. That's its highest TV rating in more than a decade. The Golden State Warriors' 103-82 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers evened up the series. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.